Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A piece of history that they never taught us in school. They were too busy teaching me critical race theory and, you know, drag queen story hour. So I didn't learn
what
about the great London beer flood of 1814. It was on this date in 1814. A terrible disaster claimed the lives of at least eight people in the St. Giles neighborhood of London.
Eight people?
The Horseshoe Brewery had a 22-foot-high wooden fermentation tank installed on the premises, held together with massive iron rings, held about 3,500 barrels of brown porter ale, which is a stout-like beer. Then on the morning of October 17th, actually the afternoon, one of the rings on the tank snapped. About an hour later, the whole tank ruptured, releasing the hot fermenting ale with such force that the back wall of the brewery collapsed. Force also blasted open several more vats, adding their contents to the flood, which now burst forth onto the street. More than 320,000 gallons of beer were released into the area. This was in kind
of... How'd they die?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Drowning in beer?
Kind of a slum. The flood reached George Street and New Street within minutes, swamping them with a tide of alcohol, 15-foot-high wave of beer. A 15-foot-high beer surge.
That's a dream for some people.
Right.
Right.
No, that's death.
And debris inundated the basements of two houses, causing them to collapse. Oh. One of the houses, Mary Banfield and her daughter Hannah, were taking tea when the flood hit. Both were killed.
See? Being sober kills you.
In the basement of the other house, an Irish wake was being held for a two-year-old boy who had died the previous day. The four mourners were all killed. The wave also took out the wall of Tavistock Arms Pub, trapping the teenage barmaid Eleanor Cooper in the rubble. All eight people were killed. Three brewery workers were rescued from waist-high floodwaters. Another one was pulled from the rubble. All this free beer led to hundreds of people scooping up the liquid in whatever containers they could. Some resorted to just drinking it, leading to reports of the death of a ninth victim some days later from alcohol poisoning.
So they were drinking street beer?
Well, I love it. It was the 1800s, right?
1814.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, and nowadays people are more concerned about the deaths. Then it's like, hey, beer, you know.
Yeah.
Let's fill our pitchers up, you know.
But I'm guessing the streets of London in 1814 were not exactly
But it was floating, plus. So
I know,
whatever's 3 feet high, you just reach down, open your mouth, man.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Yeah, you could just drink
I don't know
right
if
there.
That's just clean beer there.
If it's coming right out, at that point, it's pretty clean.
The stench of beer in the area persisted for months afterwards.
I would bet.
Beer and death in the morning.
I would bet.
It's a great show.
It's quite the flood.
Yeah, and we can only laugh at it because it was 200 years ago.
200 years ago.
Yeah, so you can say, oh, yeah,
we would laugh about it if it was last month.
Maybe, yeah. Good thing the two-year-old was already dead.
Well, yeah.
That would have been sad.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, dead kids is dumb.
Well, and from then on, the beer industry...
The kid's already dead, though. It's his wake, you know.
The beer industry probably went to the metal tanks right after that.
Yeah, might have.
You know, these wood tanks, this isn't going to work.
Yes, the unique disaster was responsible for the gradual phasing out of wooden fermentation casks. Oh, they had concrete ones. They went to concrete after that.
Nick, you do that.
I like
do
that it's gradual. They can't be like, hey, this is deadly, but there's beer in there. We got to keep them for now.
And Nebraska Brewing Company, the stage is right there when you're for your comedy shows. The vats are all right around there, right? I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, depending on which room we're in. Yeah,
if they'd exploded, that'd be kind of cool. They would, if they exploded and you would just roll out on
get
the
a
beer.
Straw.
End your show, broken wings, floating tanks. Nick rides a wave of beer into the parking lot.
Boogie
end
boarding
show.
Out into the parking lot.
That'd be a document. I'd watch that special.
Straight into the Focus.
But they're metal. And and they're
the parents on the shoulder the whole time. Like, let's get out of here.
Epic ending to a show, man. It was great. It was excellent.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a comedian that's had a bird on his shoulder. Enough people do like ventriloquism.
I was just thinking
stuff
that.
Like that.
Just the whole time.
Has anybody done that?
His shoulder. Yeah.
That hard could be your thing.
Man.
Yeah.
Hard to control the bird, though, isn't it?
I don't know. What makes it fun.
Do they talk on cue? They just kind of talk when they want to talk, don't they?
They do.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't think you can really train them.
Maybe I'll get a bird, be bird guy
on a steak.
Why not? Yeah.
You probably need a backup bird.
The bird's not into it. The bird would start singing Broken Wings, too. He would know the song after a while.
The bird
you know?
Would probably have to go away during hey, Broken Wings. That would be messed up to sing Broken Wings next to a bird with clipped wings.
Broken Wings. Yeah.
Take these clipped wings.
Yeah. You could still
and don't fly anywhere.
And do Coffee Cup Guy on stage. The return of Coffee Cup Guy is showing up now, apparently, since he hasn't been around in, what, months?
No.
Coffee Cup Guy?
He left a long time ago.
Todd didn't like Coffee Cup
I don't
cup
know
guy.
Where he went.
And what was his what was guy. Side? What was the side character? It was Coffee Cup Guy and... Oh, but Coffee...
Oh, Brad, the insult mug.
Yes.
Nick goes, yes. We love Brad, the insult mug. Yeah.
He's unhinged.
Pretty much the same character.
He's unhinged. No, Coffee Cup Guy seemed a little nicer. Brad, the insult mug was out for abuse.
He was angry.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's the insult mug. Yeah. He's not going to show up and be like, hey, nice shirt. Let's go to lunch.
Somebody also sent me a picture. I don't mind looking at sex dolls, you know, because that's pretty hot. But somebody sent me a picture of somebody's foot on a plane about taking off, and that foot had six toes on it. Have you seen it yet?
Oh, that wasn't stock footage. That was an actual guy on a plane. That was his neighbor.
He had put the phone over by his toes, you know.
He had an extra toe between his pinky toe.
But he zoomed right in on
like
his phone,
too.
Couldn't
somebody like that donate a toe to 9.5-toed Luke?
If you got but if you have six toes and a double pinky toe, you know that looks gross to other people.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
And it's on a plane, and they're in the aisle. Their foot's right there, and it's funny because the guy's got his phone
hairy
zeroed
ass
in on
foot
the guy's
too.
The guy's got his
You think that would bother you? You think the shoes wouldn't fit so well? You're not supposed to have six toes.
No, it's kind of the pinky toes are the double toes. It looks like the one's kind of on top of the other one. It's really gross looking. They sent the email to us this morning. Puss got us. I mean, you guys got it.
It links up to a Twitter post, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Twitter. It's a Twitter toe post, right?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're also getting word of another deadly flood. Did you see that? The Great Molasses Flood of Boston.
Couldn't you outrun that? Because molasses is pretty slow.
1919.
Think about that. Yeah. Hey, it's going to flood here, but it's going to take an hour. We can watch it come.
Storage tank with 2.3 million gallons of molasses weighing approximately 13,000 short tons. I don't know what that is. Burst, and the resultant wave of molasses rushed through the streets at an estimated 35 miles an hour, killing 21 people and injuring 150. The event entered local folklore, and residents claimed for decades afterwards that the area still smelled of molasses on hot summer days.
See, I wish they would have taught us about this stuff, because what's the old phrase that Grandma used to use?
Slower than molasses.
In January. And was in January, and this molasses was going 35 miles an hour.
That's fast.
Yeah. Don't tell me molasses is slow in January.
That's like as fast as a grizzly bear.
Yep.
Tastes good, though. Your molasses is great. Yeah.
It's kind of bitter.
Aren't you opening your mouth? Saying,
I will use
maybe at
the,
first. Then the bird's like, run, run.
Yeah.
I'll put molasses.
There's a bird there all the time now.
In some kind of
it's got to be. Carrot Top's watching the whole thing.
Right. Like when I'm brining poultry. You want a mix of bitter and salt like and sweet, and I throw a little molasses in my.
Who's on the phone, puss?
You put molasses in what?
We just talked about toes. Who would be on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Luke, man.
This guy's got an extra toe for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a parrot?
Is it a big toe?
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's
a little toe.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a little.
Is it a big toe, and is it a Brazilian type color peanut?
It is not.
Whatever. It is not.
Yeah.
Only Luke could say that. No, it's a little white. Put a little white toe on your big toe.
I think that'd be even funnier.
A Brazilian type color.
With a small white one.
Was there talk after the accident that you put a little prosthetic? Somehow they top off that half a toe that you lost?
So, no, but there was a little piece that I could get to put over it to kind of help protect it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a rubbery substance, so it would leave it really sweaty, and it wasn't really a good feel at all down there. It wasn't cool at all.
Oh, no. It's like wearing a Band-Aid all the time.
Sort of.
Do you rip your sheets open every night, pretty much?
I try to keep that thing clipped because if I don't, it'll start hurting.
Okay.
It'll hurt. Because it'll start lopping. Yeah, it's not a good thing at all.
Does she wear like chainmail sweatpants to bed so that she can protect her legs?
Dude, we got a king size bed and she doesn't even come nowhere near me.
I can't blame her.
We got a big one too. Yeah.
You and your falcon talon over there.
Now, maybe you've adjusted, but did that affect your equilibrium at first? They say a lot of times when you're
only when you drink.
It did. It actually did. It really did at first. And then once, because I was walking with a cane for a little bit, had the limp. And then once we really got off of that and started going, it was a little wobbly at first, but I got a hold of it.
Yeah, all right.
And now you're back to balling?
No, I have no more eligibility left. Y'all was talking about those guts earlier.
Yeah.
My gut said that it's time to hang all that balling up.
Okay.
Only exercise I get is old man exercise, and that's walking.
All right. That's all that matters, man. As long as you keep moving,
that's
bro.
It.
All right.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
You take care.
See ya.
Brazilian color, great. Ask your grandpa that joke. He'll know it. It's kind of racist.
Kind of.
But when Luke said
it's
it.
It's super racist.
Yeah, if your grandpa says it,
I know, but
like, dude,
your grandpa
might,
will know the joke, you know? Yeah. It was a Deadpool name, too, once.
Yes.
You got all bummed out about it.
Yes, that. One of my favorite moments ever on this show.
By the way, if you're new to the show, and a lot of you are probably, some of you are, Luke was mowing his lawn years ago and slipped, and his toe went right under the lawnmower.
Because he was wearing flip-flops.
And if you're friends with Luke on Facebook, because he gets banned every 3 or 4 months, and he gets a new account, so he changes his name all the time, he'll show that photo once in a while, and it's brutally gross.
Yeah.
Man. It's brutal.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like lodging our brains right now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.